What's up, everyone? I'm Beth Ann Long, and this is another episode of In the Mix with AOD, a podcast provided by the Alcohol and Other Drug Services here at Grand Valley. It's so hard to believe that we're already past spring break and the final stretch of the semester. It feels like just yesterday this school year was starting, and now here we are about to finish up another year of college. April is almost upon us, which means the Alcohol Awareness Month is almost here. This month is meant to focus on raising awareness about alcohol abuse and dependence. According to NSDUH, an estimated 14.4 million Americans ages 18 and older had an alcohol use disorder. This included 26.45% of individuals 18 and older reporting that they engaged in binge drinking in the past month, and 6.6% engaged in heavy alcohol use in the past month as well. As the semester is starting to wind down, it's a good time to look at our own drinking habits and see where we stand. In this episode, we're going to discuss why National Alcohol Awareness Month is important, the differences between alcohol use, misuse, and abuse, other terms to use rather than alcoholic, and finally, how to manage urges to drink and use our drink refusal skills. Now, Alcohol Awareness Month may not seem necessary to some, but it truly does strive to provide communities with important information regarding alcohol use. Alcohol dependence is considered to be one of America's top health problems, claiming the lives of more than 90,000 people every year. Alcoholism can lead to underestimating the ability to control the craving or to quit, the amount of alcohol consumed, and the impact it can have on lives. Not only is denial common among those misusing alcohol, denial is also common among friends and family members who are uncomfortable with acknowledging the gravity of and reality of the situation. Alcohol Awareness Month is also serving to help break the stigma there is surrounding alcoholism. The movie's depiction of alcoholism is only a quarter of the truth, and this is why millions of people have trouble recognizing the problems or seeking help. When assessing your own alcohol use, it's important to remember that substance problems are never a yes or no issue, but rather occur on a continuum ranging from none to severe. Many falsely believe that one needs to be at rock bottom to want to change their behaviors, but that is far from the truth. Anytime you experience negative consequences in your life related to substance use, can be a great time to make a change for the better. There are also common misunderstandings regarding the differences between alcohol use, misuse, abuse, and dependency. People tend to use the terms addiction and abuse as though they can be interchanged. However, they can mean different things. In the case of discussing alcohol misuse versus abuse, there are many factors that can make it difficult to make an accurate diagnosis. The amount of alcohol someone consumes is a great indicator on where they stand, but it's important to recognize that this distinction is based on individual drinking habits, body composition, routines, cultural factors, and more. There is no one-size-fits-all approach. Alcohol dependency occurs when someone's body has become so reliant on substances in their system that they are unable to function normally throughout the day without them. However, problems related to drinking and the time to make a change can come far before chemical dependency develops. As with many topics or concerns, it's best to use person-first language when referring to substance use disorder or chemical dependency. For instance, instead of alcoholic, a term that carries a lot of cultural baggage and stigma, a more appropriate phrase could be someone experiencing a substance use disorder. Substance use disorders have generally been treated as a moral failing rather than a serious mental health disorder throughout history. And using person-first language can be a helpful reminder to separate the human in front of us from their challenges. If you're looking to change your own drinking habits, there are things you can do to help handle the urges to drink. It's normal to have urges to drink, which can refer to a broad range of thoughts, physical sensations, or emotions that tempt you to drink, even when you have at least a little bit of desire not to. This can create a sense of loss of control, but in good news, urges to drink are usually short-lived and controllable. There are ways to learn to recognize, avoid, and cope with these urges. Over time, you'll find that your urges to drink will lose strength, and you'll gain confidence in your ability to deal with the urges that may still arise. First would be to recognize the two types of triggers, which include external and internal triggers. External triggers include people, places, things, or times of day that offer drinking opportunities. These tempting situations can be more obvious and avoidable than internal triggers. Internal triggers can be hard to understand because the urge to drink can seem to pop out of nowhere. If you stop to think about it, you'll be able to find that the urge could have been set off by thoughts, a positive emotion such as excitement, a negative emotion such as frustration, or physical sensations such as tension or nervousness. Tracking these urges over a period of time will help you become more aware of when and how you experience urges, what triggers them, and ways to control them. Next would be learning how to avoid tempting situations. The best strategy for avoiding tempting situations is to avoid taking the chance on occasions that you'll have an urge. Keep alcohol to a minimum at home, and when out in social environments, avoid activities involving drinking. If you are feeling guilty for stepping away from activities with friends, remember that this isn't forever. It'll become easier to gradually ease yourself back into some situations that you once avoided. This is a good time to suggest alternative activities that don't involve drinking. There are going to be triggers that you can't avoid, but you can learn to manage them. Remind yourself of your reasons for making a change. It could benefit you to have these reminders with you all of the time on your phone so that you always have access to them. Make sure to talk it through with someone you trust when you feel tempted to drink. Have a friend that you can call or bring along with you for support in situations such as this. It can also be helpful to have alternative activities to distract yourself with when you feel urges sneaking up on you. It can also be helpful to have alternative activities to distract yourself with when you feel urges sneaking up on you. Some healthy alternatives could include texting or calling a friend, working out with some music, showering, meditating, taking a walk, or a hobby that keeps your mind busy. It's important to leave tempting situations quickly and respectfully, and having a plan for this put in place before going out helps immensely. It can be hard at this time in our lives to find a balance with alcohol, as sometimes it may feel like in college everything involves using substances. You may think that going out with friends on weekends needs to include excessive substance use, but so many amazing memories can be made during these years with a balanced use of substances or none at all. If you're struggling with your drinking and can't seem to find where to start, the Alcohol and Other Drug Services here at GVSU is here to help you. This has been the 12th episode of In the Mix with AOD. I hope you all are staying so strong this semester, and I will be back soon with more episodes.